This is Akashvani, a review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Renuka. There were only three sittings of Parliament during this week due to leave on Thursday and Friday on account of several festivals like Navratra and Gudi Padwa. The Lok Sabha revoked suspension of 8 opposition MPs who were suspended on 3rd of February for unruly behaviour for the remaining part of the budget session. The lower house also passed the appropriation bill for 2026-27. However, discussion on demands for grants could take place only in respect of ministries of railways and agriculture and farmers' welfare. Demands for grants of the remaining ministries were passed applying guillotine bypassing detailed discussion to ensure the budget is passed on time. During discussion on the demands for grants of the ministries of railways, several members urged the government to restore the 50% concession in train fares given to senior citizens and journalists that was discontinued during the COVID pandemic. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha approved the appropriation bill for supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 and returned it to Lok Sabha. On Monday, normalcy returned to Lok Sabha and the House took up the question hour without any disruptions for the first time in the second part of the budget session, which had been witnessing repeated protests by opposition members. After the question hour, the House took up a debate on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Railways. Initiating the debate, the Congress leader, Tariq Anwar, said the decision to suspend the concession in rail fare had caused disappointment to the affected people, especially the elderly. He wanted to know from the Railways Minister as to when the concessions will be restored. Anwar said there has been a decrease in the revenue of the railways and funds allocated for the coverage, the indigenously developed automatic train protection system designed to prevent train accidents were insufficient. Trinamool Congress member June Malia also urged the government to restore the concessions in train fares to senior citizens, journalists and cultural activists as early as possible. Malia also alleged that there has been an uneven allocation of budget to West Bengal as compared to other states. JDU MP Kaushalendra Kumar urged the government to increase the number of sleeper coaches, which were reduced during the COVID-19 pandemic, so that people from the poor section of the society can travel with ease. Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT said that in view of the pressure on the Konkan track, the government should consider doubling the rail line. Participating in the debate, Ganesh Singh of BJP said new technology has been introduced in railways, many steps have been taken to bring comfort to passengers, work on bullet trains has been going on speedily and there has been a revolution in logistics operation. Mr. Singh said the inauguration of the Udhampur-Baramulla railway line in Jammu and Kashmir was a big leap in connectivity. The BJP MP said that with the implementation of coverage, the safety of train travel has increased manifold. Vishnu Dayal Ram of the same party said the railway network is going through a massive modernization process. Mahesh Malesh Babu of the JDS and NDA constituent said massive investments have been made in railways to improve its infrastructure. Shobana Ben Barea of the BJP claimed that there have been record investments for the development of railways to ensure the safety of the trains and comfort of the passengers. Sasikant Sindhil of the Congress, however, said the government should concentrate more on improving the basic issue facing the railways rather than giving attention to the showpieces. On the other hand, the Rajya Sabha on Monday discussed the Appropriation Bill 2026 to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Proceedings of the House began with House bidding farewell to retiring member Ranjan Gogoi on completion of his term in Rajya Sabha. After the laying of papers, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan announced that there will be no sitting of the House on March the 19th and the 20th due to several festivals like Navratra and Gudi Padwa, and in lieu of this House, the House will sit on March 28th and 29th. Thereafter, during 0 hour, the members raised the issues of public importance, including lack of toilets and clean water in schools in Chhattisgarh, inclusion of OBC communities in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan in central OBC list, right to education, shortage of LPG supply in the country. In the post-lunch session, the House took up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw replied to the discussion on the demands for grants of his ministry in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. He lauded the government decision to merge the railways budget in the general budget, stating that this move ensured sufficient funds for the railways programs. New initiatives are being taken throughout the year now, which previously had to wait for the railways budget. Vaishnaw also said that the financial health of railways has improved. The minister told the House that by shifting from diesel to electric energy to run trains, the railways has saved 6,000 crore rupees. He said the remaining diesel engines will also be phased out soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that during the tenure of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, 35,000 kilometers of new railway track have been laid, while 27,000 kilometers has been electrified. Earlier, the House revoked the suspension of 8 opposition members who were barred from the House on February the 3rd for unruly behavior, with Speaker Om Birla stressing that there should be no display of placards, posters, photos or AI-generated images inside the House or in the Parliament complex. Congress member K. Suresh requested the House to consider the revocation of the suspension of members, saying whatever had happened in the House was regrettable and his party was ready to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. Following submissions by several opposition members, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved a motion to revoke the suspension of 7 Congress MPs and 1 CPI-M member, which was adopted by a voice vote. Mr. Rijiju said the ruling alliance members will not break rules, nor have they ever broken rules in the past. He said a Lakshman Rekha should be drawn and the House should function smoothly with everyone's cooperation. He also reminded the members that the people did not elect MPs to disrupt House proceedings or stage protests. The suspended MPs were Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Aden, C. Karan Kumar Reddy, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Manikam Tagore, Prashant Padole and Dean Kuriakose of the Congress and S. Venkatesan of the CPIM. The government also withdrew a bill from the House which sought to amend certain enactments for decriminalising and rationalising offences to further enhance trust-based governance. After seeking permission of the House, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal withdrew the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 as reported by the Select Committee. The bill would be reintroduced after incorporating recommendations of the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman told the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday that the Indian economy is in sound position. Replying to a discussion on the appropriation bill for supplementary demands for grants, she said that the country is not facing an energy shortage despite the West Asia crisis. She said in the gas sector capacity is being ramped up to ensure that households do not suffer. Earlier, Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan replied to the discussion on the working of his ministry. Responding to the criticism for the remaining renaming of MNREGA by the Narendra Modi government, he said that he is full of respect for Mahatma Gandhi. However, he blamed the Congress for going against the thought of the father of the nation. He said that Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji is a far better scheme than MNREGA. He said that Narendra Modi government has allocated more funds for the states under the scheme than the previous Congress government had done. Responding to an allegation about the suspension of funds for West Bengal under MNREGA, the minister said that funding was stopped due to rampant irregularities in the implementation of the scheme in the state. Mr. Chauhan said that the new scheme has been brought to realize the vision of Mahatma Gandhi for the wholesome development of villages. He said that from 2004 to 2014, an amount of 2,40,000 crore rupees was spent under rural development head, whereas 15 lakh crore rupees has been spent on this count from 2014 till now. On Wednesday, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said in the Lok Sabha that all recent agricultural agreements entered into by the government have been in the interest of farmers and the nation. Replying to a discussion on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Mr. Chauhan said that as a farmer, citizen and India's agriculture minister, he firmly believes all such agreements have been made for the benefit of farmers and the nation. He added that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's interests were secure, exports would grow and prohibited items would not be allowed to enter the country. The Agriculture Minister outlined 3 key objectives of the government: ensuring national food security, improving and easing farmers' livelihoods, and ensuring nutritious food reaches the public. To achieve these goals, a roadmap has been prepared with a focus on boosting production, the minister pointed out. Mr. Chauhan said food grain production has reached a record 357.3 million metric ton, up from 265 million ton in 2014-15, while coarse cereal production has increased from 277.35 million ton to 370 million ton. After ministers' reply, the House passed the demand for grants of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for the year 2026-27. Later, the House passed the demands for grants of various ministries for 2026-27, approving an expenditure of over 53 lakh crore rupees, applying guillotine. The House also passed the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. The Rajya Sabha on Wednesday bid farewell to its retiring members soon after laying of papers. The Upper House bid farewell to its retiring members. 59 MPs from 20 states will retire from the Rajya Sabha from April to July on completion of their terms. Bidding farewell to their retiring MPs, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the constitutional scheme provides for the retirement of one-third of the members of this House every 2 years, thereby bringing about a periodic change in its composition. This arrangement ensures continuity in the functioning of the Council of States and also creates space for new members to join the House. In his address, the chairman said, the experience and wisdom gained by the retiring members during their tenure will continue to guide and inspire the next generation of parliamentarians. Speaking about former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, the chairman said that with his long experience in parliament and public life and his deep commitment to the interests of farmers and rural communities, Mr. Devegowda had brought valuable perspectives to the debates of this House. On the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Chairman Radhakrishnan said the House has benefited greatly from his leadership and experience. He said, with his long and distinguished parliamentary career in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Kharge has been an important voice in the functioning of this House. The chairman also made a particular mention of Harivansh, the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha, whose term is also coming to an end on 9th of April 2026. He said, Mr. Harivansh presided over this House with dignity, impartiality and a deep sense of responsibility and also made meaningful and valuable contributions in several national and international parliamentary forums. The chairman said that the retiring members had represented the aspirations of their respective states and communities and the nation as a whole and raised important issues related thereto in the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his speech said that everyone in the House has made significant contributions on many issues. The Prime Minister said he would like to tell the retiring MPs that there is no full stop in politics. He also recalled the valuable contributions by veteran members like former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge, and Sharad Pawar and Deputy Chairman Harivansh. Terming the Upper House as an open university, the Prime Minister said it is an important forum for education and training, and when the members retire, they leave with a wealth of experience. Speaking on the occasion, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said, people in politics never retire from public life. He also called for more efforts for better running of the House and increasing the number of sittings. Farmers' issues should be given more time and importance in the House, the leader of the opposition said. He also lamented that many times important issues raised by the members are removed from the records of the proceedings. In his farewell address, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that he associates with the feeling expressed by the chairman for retiring members, including himself. He expressed his gratefulness for the cooperation extended by the members in the running of the House, noting the digitization of Parliament over the years. He said that the functioning of Parliament has become almost paperless due to digitization. And that's all in Parliament Review.